Hi, Josh. I just wanted to ask you about one sequence from Sunday night's game. I'm just wondering what, on the first drive of the game when you guys got down the second and goal at the one, what was it that San Diego showed you guys that allowed Tom or made Tom or you feel like the best option on that play was to try and throw the ball there?
You know, we always go into the game with an idea of what we want to do on the goal line first, short yardage first, you know, first third down call, third and 2 to 5, third and whatever the distances are. And we had discussed that prior to the game, and, you know, so we made our call, and unfortunately it got tipped. Tip there at the line of scrimmage, and you know, in hindsight, you always do that as a play caller. You know, I'd love to see what would have happened had we just called you know, something different, tried to go ahead and get it in. I mean, they're good down there on the goal line defensively, but you know, you always want to end up with points, and since we didn't, you always have a opportunity to second guess yourself. So. You know, running it there obviously is a definite option for us, and you know, who knows what would have happened had we done that. But it, you know, you definitely look back and you know, wonder what might have happened had you done that instead of what we did do.
Josh, just wondering, how much leeway does Tom get there, or how much credence do you give in what look Tom sees inside the 10-yard line, and let him just call an audible and go to a pass, or does that even factor in?
There's definitely some situations where there's a lot of leeway, and then there's, you know, when you're on the goal line, I mean, it's not a mystery what defense they're going to be in. You know, most teams have one goal line defense that they line up in, and you know what it's going to be. They know you know what it's going to be, and you go out there and make your call. So there are definitely opportunities there inside the 10, I would say, that we have, you know, whether it's two calls in the huddle or a potential to move out of it. But and down there on the goal line, it's usually very loud and noisy anyway, and that's a situation that, you know, he usually makes a call and you live with it. So that's really the story on that.
Okay. Hey, Josh. One day I got another sequence later in the first half. You can maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you went the first 8 plays with no back on the field. And I know sometimes you've got Shane out there lined up as a receiver. There's no backs, you know, behind Tom. But what goes into, you know, are you just trying to maybe change of pace, or is there maybe a matchup, you know, situation you're trying to take advantage of? What would go into that kind of formation for, you know, an 8-play, you know, stretch like that?
you know, you definitely have things in your game plan that you can use to change, you know, change up, or in our case, just to use in general. As a productive way to try to move the ball. We were, you know, certainly moving the ball well in the first half of the night, and that was just something we chose to, you know, to use along with the other things we were trying to do. And, you know, whether we have backs in the game, tight ends, receivers, you know, it's certainly, depending on the people you use in those empty formations, it could definitely change the patterns that you're capable of running. Or not running in that case. So this is something that we, you know, that we used and gave us some production there. And, you know, like I said, we always have different things ready and available for ourselves to use if we need to. And the other night, that gave us, you know, some production there in the second quarter.
Josh, I'm just wondering, going way back to the season opener there, I think one of the things that perhaps gets overlooked in that loss is that affected the offense pretty productive for the first 30 minutes. And just when you go back and look at that tape, or after you looked at that tape way back then, what did you see in the disparity between the two halves that stood out to you?
You know, we played the the first half in a an optimum down and distance situation most of the time. We were ahead on the sticks, maintained good balance, didn't have a lot of negative plays that were critical and really hurt, our ability to stay out of those long yardage situations. And then in the third quarter especially, we really put ourselves behind the eight ball with some of those things. And against this defense, they're so talented at all three levels. They have playmakers that can do different things. The rush, the linebacking core in terms of their blitzers, the secondary in terms of their coverage and blitzers. This is a group that you don't want to play the game that way against. And they're very disruptive when they can control the game and put you in that type of a situation. And unfortunately for us in the second half, that's what we ended up playing most of it in. Certainly a lot to learn from that first game. We made a lot of mistakes and didn't play very well for 60 minutes. So we're going to have to do a lot better this week against a really good unit.
Hey, hi, Josh. How are you today?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
Okay, good. Thanks for asking. Josh, kind of piggybacking on what you were just describing, they seem to be very aggressive with their blitzes and Wake and Vernon and their secondary. I asked coaches, given their situation right now, do they go more for broke in this type of game, put even additional pressure? And then just also, the secondary is, it seemed to be uneven. Some plays where they're amazing man-to-man coverage, and there are other plays where there's breakdowns. Is that something that you try and capitalize on? I know it might be oversimplifying.
First question. Will you repeat the first question, Bob, again?
Yeah, I just noted that it seemed to be that. Yeah, they were very aggressive. They come with the blitz.
Okay.
And that, yeah.
They're a team that they don't have to blitz to get pressure on you, which is a great luxury. And there's teams in the league that need to pressure more to create, issues for the quarterback in the pocket. This team doesn't have to do that. They have really good edge rushers. They have good interior rushers. I mean, their whole group has been productive up front. This is as good a group as we're going to play in terms of the depth of it and their effectiveness in terms of getting to the passer. We're going to have an issue. We got to handle them up front, block them, allow the quarterback time to throw. When they don't pressure. I would say to compound that is they have a creative blitz scheme that creates a lot of issues for you when they choose to do it. So depending on the type of game he wants to make it, Coach Coyle, I mean, you could see a lot of pressure. You could see, very little blitzing. Usually there's going to be something in the middle. And like I said, they have the luxury of not having to do that in order to create pressure on the passer. So we'll have to get ready for both and be ready to deal with whatever they choose to do defensively. But they're very effective doing it either way. In the secondary, to me, this is a group that's in the top five in yards allowed passing. They're one of the top teams in the league in terms of sacks. They don't give up. I mean, the amount of big plays they've given up in the passing game is few and far between. They're also in the top five in that category as well. So I think that's a combination of good coverage, disciplined in the deep part of the field with their safeties and corners and coverage. They don't let a lot of teams get behind them. And you don't have a lot of time to hold the ball because the rush is so good up front. So you know, there's a lot of issues they give you in the passing game as you're preparing for them, and we're going to have a great week of preparation. We're going to have to play a lot better than we did the first contest.
Josh, how are you today?
Good, Michael. How you doing?
Good, doing well. I want to ask you about Nate Solder. Just by nature of the position, you know, that's the type of position where you could probably play, you know, 50 snaps well and two, you know, might not go your way, and it sort of stands out. And just like a couple plays where it looked like he struggled with Ingram and Freeney, and I was curious, you know, the one on the first drive, what was the technique error there? Was it on the, you know, was it on his pass set, or, you know, that Ingram was able to sort of knock him out of his stance, and then the second one there when he sort of got spun around? I was curious more specifically technique-wise, you know, where that went wrong, and just in general, you know, how you feel on his work. Is this a situation where a couple plays maybe are overshadowing, you know, some pretty solid work from him overall?
I think, you know, both our tackles have been playing increasingly better as the year's going on. I'm really happy with what they've been able to do. Certainly they have to block a lot of marquee players on the edge that their job is to sack the quarterback. And then, you know, our tackles have to do a great job of protecting the spot for Tom to be able to step up and throw. So it's a great challenge every week. San Diego was no different. Ingram and Freeney and Jarrett Johnson and the guys that they were dealing with there have great motors, different styles of rushers. And I'd say in terms of overall technique, you know, you know, that's a position where, depending on who the rusher is, you know, you may approach it a little differently. And if you're off balance, if you get caught with the guy underneath you, certainly, you know, when you throw the ball 40 some times in the game, you know, there's a lot of times, a lot of opportunities for that guy to try different moves and things that, you know, to counter what's not working. And I thought Nate did a good job of responding. You know, the guy made a play on us in the first drive. And, you know, like I said, there's going to be times where that happens. And, you know, we have to do a good job of trying to get the ball out on time. We can't hold the ball, you know, for 6 seconds on every pass. And you know, we don't try to do that anyway. So, you know, it's a constant battle. You got to be good with your hands. You got to be good with your leverage. You got to be on balance and try to, you know, take the guy inside out. And again, there's going to be some good players on the other side of the ball that every once in a while they're going to get you. And that's why it's a team game. And the quarterback knows that those guys are going to make some good plays as well. And usually does a great job of getting the ball out of there and helping those tackles out, you know, once in a while when they need it. But very pleased with the way those guys are playing. I think they're doing a nice job on some really good players, and they're going to have a incredible challenge on their hands this week with the guys that we're going to see on the edge from Miami.